Ow! That hurt. Quit throwing stuff at me. Wait. I felt that. And you see me. Although, you don't look very delighted to see me. Look, I can explain everything. I promise. Just put the book down. Don't throw it at me again. I can't believe I felt that. Hey, I know this is a really weird request and probably creepy, but could you, like, touch me or something? Like, here, touch my hand. Whoa. Your hand is really warm. I haven't felt another human's touch in, well, years. Oh my god, you look so scared. I'm not gonna hurt you. Who am I? Well, this used to be my room before you and your family moved here, and you took over my room. Sorry, I don't want to scare you. It's just, I've been staying here with you for a while. Ever since I passed, actually. I haven't left this room. Say something, like, one word. I'm not gonna hurt you. I don't know. Look. My name is Erin, and I used to live in this house years ago before a car crashed into me and killed me, and here I am, a ghost that can apparently feel things again. But I think I know why. It's because once every couple of years we are allowed to gain our touch back and feel human again. It is very rare, but it looks like tonight is that night for me. And I want to make it worthwhile before, you know, I can't feel things again and I can run into them without getting hurt. I actually miss getting hurt. Is that weird? I miss falling down the stairs. I miss, I don't know, getting a splinter or something. I know it's weird, but it's the little things that count that make us human. What? No, I don't watch you get changed. I obviously look away. I have manners. I didn't forget that when I passed. I'm still the same person. Only not visible. I promise I looked away, and especially when you had company over. No, I didn't see everything. I told you I looked away. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds a little creepy and weird, and God, I don't know what else to tell you. This is just how it is. I'm a ghost. And you're the only person that can see me now. I don't know what to say. Maybe it would ease your mind if I sit by you and I can tell you all about myself. Tell me, do you believe in ghosts? You expect them to be these scary girls with white gowns and black hair all over their face, creepy eyes, and white skin, right? Like super pale. Well, we're not like that. In fact, We are just like you, but not visible. You can't see us. And no, we don't haunt people. We don't do all those scary things that people think we do. I mean, I don't know, someone else might. I know I don't. I'm friendly. And I don't know if you believe me. You have every right not to. I can't imagine what you must be feeling right now. But, here, look. You can feel my hand. I'm real, at least for tonight. When I'm gone, you know exactly why. But at least then you'll remember me, right? The truth is, when I found out that people were moving into this house, I was really sad and devastated. I made a lot of memories in this room. I grew up here. And I have an attachment to it, obviously, as you can tell. I was very upset when I found out. I just didn't want to be forgotten. And I totally expected the person that took over my room to be a snobby asshole who is gonna destroy it. But you're the opposite. I know a lot about you. It's lonely being where I am. So I kind of live my life through yours. You know, I read the books you're reading. Like when you open a book and read it on the bed, I read it with you. Or when you watch something on the TV, I watch it with you, wishing that we can, you know, that you can see me and that we can see it together. Although technically we are, you just didn't know that. I felt like I had a friend. And now that you can actually see me, I can't not tell you this. Miss the chance and possibly never get this opportunity again. Hey, you can talk. Yeah? My family. Well, let's just say, I watched them pass too. When you become a ghost, or one with us, I guess, the worst part about it is that you get to see other people leave. But they don't know that you can see that. I watched them grow old, and I couldn't bear to watch that. Soon after my passing, they moved away. Although they moved away, I couldn't possibly leave this place. They were devastated after I passed away, but I'm with them now. No, we don't grow old. It's kind of like being immortal. You know, the age that you leave Earth is the age that you stay when you're a ghost. So here I am. You don't want to know how old I am. Technically, I'm supposed to be 20, but it's been a lot of years. I know I look young. So do you. I'm pretty? No, I just haven't been called pretty in way too long. It feels kind of weird. Maybe I'm blushing a little bit. So, you don't find this weird? If you want me to leave, I can. I can just You know, go outside and play with the rain. Get wet. All over again. I want to do a million things. Stuff that I haven't been able to do in so many years, but I would rather be here with you and actually talk to you. Make the most of it. I know a lot of things about you. I know it sounds really creepy, but, well, it's your fault for taking my room. No, I'm not always here. I mean, I still do my daily ghost things, like running through fences and stuff. I call it my little workout, except I'm cheating a little bit. Well, we cannot exactly do weights, can we? I miss them. You don't realize when you're alive that you take a lot of things for granted. Which is why I'm telling you now to seize every opportunity you can and do things that you possibly won't be able to do when you leave Earth. You know, make everything a moment. Romanticize everything, because once you can't do those things, you're gonna realize how much you didn't appreciate them when you had them. Yeah. I guess I have a lot of words of wisdom, I guess. No. No, I promise, I wasn't here when you were with other people. Well, I leave during a lot of times. I know that if I were to be here in person, you would be uncomfortable with that, and obviously I wouldn't intrude like that. It just doesn't feel right, you know. I promise. So you're sure this isn't weird? I mean, personally, I like talking to you. What do you want to know? Yeah, this is my real hair. I know it's very blonde. Yeah. I've always had really blonde hair, but when I dyed and became this, it got a little lighter, but now looking at it in the mirror is really weird. You know, I can't see my reflection when I'm a ghost, so seeing myself in the mirror again is really weird. What? You like what you see. Really? You know, you're not really supposed to be flirting with me. Because I'm technically not real. I have to say, I've watched you flirt with other girls before, and I've always wished that it would be me, and that you can see me and compliment me. I'm never gonna get the opportunity to say this again, so I'm just gonna do it now and tell you that naturally, after so many years of just being with you, even though you didn't know it, I've developed a really big crush on you, and that scared me because I found myself badly wishing that I can become real again. we can meet each other at a coffee shop or something, and then I could come back to your place, and we can watch a movie together. Eat muffins. I'm getting a little emotional, I know. What? You have a muffin? Right now? How do you have a muffin? You got it when you were out. You want to share it? Yeah, let's share it. I can't believe you have a muffin. Okay, well, you're making one thing come true at least. Thank you. Oh my god, that looks amazing. And it's blueberry. Oh, I'm gonna eat this thing. Oh my god. It's like heaven. Thank you. I know this is just such a small gesture, but it means a lot to me. I mean, you really are a lot better in person. What are you doing? I can't believe I can actually feel my tears. I feel so nice. No, we can cry as ghosts, but we don't really feel tears on our skin. They're like non-existent. It feels really nice. I don't know why you wiping my tears away is making me a lot more emotional. You should probably stop. I don't really know how long this is gonna last. I probably will go back to my ghost form tomorrow, so looks like I have all night tonight. You wanna stay up with me? All night? But you sleep early. How are you gonna do that? You wanna do plenty of things with me. Well, it's already pretty late. I'm not sure what we can do. Maybe you should die, and then we can, you know, do things together as ghosts. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Please don't die. It's not really that fun up here. It's more fun in the real world. You think I'd be worth it? You think I would be worth you dying? No. We've only just met. You have your whole life ahead of you. Plenty of things to do, and a lot of people to meet who will love you. Well, who knows? No one knows when they're gonna die. I sure didn't expect to die so soon. How did it happen? I was just coming back from college, and I didn't drive at the time. My father usually picked me up, but he was at work running late. So I walked about 30 minutes. I was really tired. And I guess I left my book bag unzipped. One of my books fell as I was walking on the road. And I didn't realize that a car was coming. I couldn't move out of the way. It was too late. I still remember it. And how bad it hurt. It wasn't fun. But, it's kind of a long story by now. I'm pretty old, so I'm over it. It's my dad I felt bad for, you know. He had to live with the guilt of knowing that he could have possibly prevented it. But I wish I could tell him that It's not his fault, but he won't believe me, no matter how much I try. But, you know, it is an old story by now, so I'm not gonna dwell on it. It happened. And I'm happy over here. Sure, I do miss being human and doing a lot of human things. But it's not so bad over here either. The only part that sucks is seeing humans do things and knowing that you can't do that anymore, or developing a crush on somebody that doesn't know you exist. But I guess you know now. You won't forget me, right? I'll still be here, unless you want me to go, which I'll respect. No? That feels really nice to hear. Thank you. Okay, so what are we doing first? Can we go play in the rain, please? Like little kids again? Really? Okay, alright. Let's go.